maybe a party game we used to play, you know, ring around the rosy, you know, this kind of silly stuff. What we really wanted to do was to get down on our knees, but we had our son to go to meet clothes on.
How about line and running games? We might draw a line and have some kind of a contest or something.
Oh, yeah, many of us did run track. We, you know, professed to be the world's fastest.
White part.
I had outrun any dude in my neighborhood, even if they were older and had longer legs. I was the sprinter. Had a good time beating them all. That was how I settled many of my arguments, really. whoever will win this race, beat. That kind of stuff.
How about any type of knife games?
No, we weren't allowed to do that foolishness. Mama catch you with a knife, boy, you're behind. Skin from here to here. And don't let daddy catch you with a knife. Because what we used to say, your ass is grass when they caught you with a knife, you know.
Okay, anybody ever playing jacks?
Oh, jackstones. Yeah, we used to play those.
Is that the ball, what'd you call it?
Jackstone. We used to call them jackstones. We used to play them with the ball. We were sporty when we had the little metal things, you know, when we could afford them. We used to play them with rocks, really, most of the time, you know. Go from onesies to tensies and the beefsteaks, then the double beefsteaks, things like this. We have to get out first.
How about particularly rough games, apart from organized sports, you know, like football, things like that, just a game that that you might have had just a real rough game, you know.
Living with my sister was a rough game.
Like you never got back and started pounding on each other just to see how far any other
guy could go. No way, no kind of way, you know. We're a bunch of peaceful kids. There may have been about 15, 16 of us on that block there. Yeah, and we were really basically good kids. The community at that time was, well, when I was growing up, was very, very, a very close community. I did something three blocks away and got home before I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming straight home.
Mm-hmm.
No telephone.
Right.
But it got home, you know, to me. And my mom was standing at the door telling me what I did up there three blocks away, you know, and that kind of stuff. But we were a very close community. We were good kids. We had our little fights and things like this.
How about a type of game? It's like leapfrog, you jump over somebody and then he stays there, and then somebody else has to jump twice as far, and finally somebody ends up jumping about 30 feet and landing on top of somebody.
No, we didn't play that kind of game either. No, we were too busy fighting and playing football and stuff like those.
Okay, what about parties? What kind of parties did you have through junior high, elementary, high school? What were the different types?
We didn't have any splash parties, for one. I know that, because we didn't have no pool. Okay, we had beach parties, we had birthday parties, and just plain parties, you know. The funny thing, my wife laughs about it now, that a birthday party to us, coming up, and even today, is a birthday party. If we give if a kid has a birthday party, you prepare, and you give them the party, you prepare for the parents as well, you know. The parents come, you know, like they don't just come and drop their kids off and go home and then come back and get them. They're there. They're enjoying the party. So you got kids stuff and you got adult stuff. So that's why we don't get too many birthday parties and stuff like this. Hey, Howard.
Hi.
How's it going?
That's all right.
Come on in.
That's
all right.
I was checking.
Okay. Hi, Mr.
You'll be available, say, around 11:30.
About 11:30. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll check back with you.
Okay. How are you this morning? Gee, you look very lovely. Okay.
That's what I did because I didn't relate it to the Bantu philosophy.
Oh, okay. Alright. So you got it. I hope it's good. I hope it's there too. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.